Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
But she starts this podcast, and Dave Portnoy from Barstool becomes aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually starts it with another girl.
Yeah.
And it's too... Forgive me, but this is the reason the show worked. It's two hot girls talking about sex.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. And so Dave is like, bring it over to Barstool, and we'll promote it and attach it, and we'll see what happens. And they turned it into one of the biggest podcasts in the world. Like, it is the fifth most popular podcast on Spotify last year of all the podcasts,
mm-hmm.
top five. If you go through like the Apple Podcast browsing, like what's the hottest podcast? It's always way up there. Well, her and this girl decided they wanted to renegotiate. The other girl, Sophia, decided they wanted to renegotiate with Barstool because they didn't feel like they were getting enough. And Dave was like, okay, let's renegotiate. And they just start fighting over money, mm-hmm. fighting over money. And at one point, Dave was almost like a take it or leave it situation. And Alexandra said, I'll take it. And the other girl was hesitant. So those girls split apart.
Yep.
And Call Her Daddy became just Alexandra's podcast. And now she's been getting guests. Like, we talked about Lana Rhodes mm-hmm. earlier this week because of the Kevin Durant story. Like, Lana Rhodes was a guest on the podcast one week. Miley Cyrus was a guest on the podcast one week. And now Spotify is reportedly offering her $20 million to bring it there. She's 26 years old and had never spoken into a microphone 3 years ago. And now she's about to sign a $20 million contract.
Man.
Wish I'd have been a hot girl who talked about sex a lot.
Me too. Congrats to her.
God, I should have been a hot girl who talks about sex.
What about the other girl? She's got to feel just sick.
Woo! How much money did you leave on the table?
God, I wonder what she's doing now.
She's got her own podcast too.
I bet not a $20 million podcast.
Yeah, I mean, that girl might have caused that. My girl might have gotten into a fight with her best friend and cost herself $10 million.
Mm.
What? But like initially at Barstool, they were making nothing. I mean, like okay,
mm-hmm.
but like I knew somebody, a young girl that works at CBS Sports as a production assistant, like lived near them, Alexander and Sophia. And she was like, they live in a crappy building. Like, I see them around sometimes, and, like, their building is a dump. And, like, to go from that to this in, like, 2.5 years is pretty wild. So congrats to her. I ain't hating. I get excited anytime I see somebody just really bang it through like that. So to go from being a 23-year-old independent podcast host to a 26-year-old with a $20 million contract on the table, good for her. I won't pretend I completely understand it, but, you know, I'm not the audience for that. She's a young, very attractive woman who talks about sex, and I'm an old, not attractive man who talks about Dateline.
Yep, and fruits and vegetables.
Where did I screw up?
Well, you're doing fine.
I thought I was, but I don't feel like it anymore. I was actually feeling pretty good about myself, you know? Not anymore.
Yeah.
Should have been a girl.
Maybe, yeah.
Jeff Calkins is up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And of course, it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, seven-time world champion, and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So, needless to say, the barbecue is great at Memphis Barbecue Company. But did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company, it is way more than just barbecue. They got a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, smoked wings. I promise you, even if you don't dig barbecue, you're going to dig something on the menu. And you can find that menu at memphisbbqco.com. Memphis Barbecue Company is located at 709 DeSoto Cove. That's 709 DeSoto Cove. So from Memphis, it's very easy. Just take 55 South to the Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. You can dine in 7 days a week, or you can schedule a pickup order online at memphisbbqco.com. That's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist and host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Takes pictures of dogs. Joins me every day. After five, he's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good. Did you ever work for Jeff Grant? We weren't at the commercial appeal when Jeff Grant was on the commercial appeal, were you?
I don't remember that.
He was the assistant sports editor.
I was John Stam, Gary Robinson.
Right. Yeah. So Jeff was like the third. There were three of them. It was John and Gary and Jeff, and he was in town recently for a week. He hadn't been here in a long, long time, and he wanted to get barbecue with his kids, and he was asking around, and someone said to go to your favorite spot. He said, you know, you can go to Memphis if you want, but the place that's really good is Melissa Cookston's place. And he said it was unbelievable.
It is genuinely excellent. I'll be honest. I did spots. I don't think they were live reads as much as they were just commercials, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, a long time ago, for a barbecue place in the Memphis area that I had never heard of. Like, you know, I was just like, you know, they never freeze anything. That's all I remember saying about it. I could not honestly tell you if that place was great or not. I could just tell you what the address was and website was and how to get there if you wanted to get there. But I've, you know, because of where I live and where this is, I've been to Memphis Barbecue Company a million times, way before I was ever paid to talk about them on the radio. It is genuinely excellent. Really good. Like
is there one location, Memphis Barbecue Company?
There is another location out of town. Let me find out exactly where that is, because there's the location in Horn Lake, and then there's a in Dunwoody, Georgia. There is another one.
I'm not going to that one. I gotta
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you just gotta
I
go.
Go to the one on Lake.
Yeah, just
yeah.
Go, it's right off the interstate. It's easy to get to. Plus, every other part of the interstate you can't even drive on, so you might as well go that way.
I swear now, there are times just driving on the south loop of the interstate.
It's over. You can't.
It's backed up because they're backed up. I was like, what's going on here? And then I'm thinking, oh, my God, they're backed up all the way to the from the bridge onto the south loop.
No, that's exactly
it's
right.
Crazy.
I get off at Getwell now and go home driving down Getwell just because the past four times I went to get on 55 South on the south loop, I'd say the past four times I did it, you know, at 6:05 or 6:10.
And you would be bailing off, obviously, on 55, so well before you get to the bridge
yeah,
or whatever.
Yes, I would say, way before. I would say of the past four times I've tried to go that way, two times I got caught in bumper-to-bumper, you can't move traffic. And I was just like, I'll just go straight down Getwell and just skip that possibility. That's how bad it is. They are backed up all the way from the bridge to the 55-240 exchange. There was a story on CNN about it.
About that?
Yes.
About what?
About how people are just sitting on the interstate in Memphis.
Really?
Yes, I saw it. I was laying in bed this morning, and I was
today?
Just...
Was today? Yeah.
I mean, I was scrolling the CNN app this morning. Right. I woke up early, and I could not go back to sleep, and I was just... When I can't sleep, I just lay there and read. So I just start reading anything I can find. Like, I learned so much about Benjamin Netanyahu in the middle of the night when I just wake up sometimes. And so I was just scrolling through stories, and it was like, bridge shutdown causing major traffic delays. And I was like, ooh, I bet this is about Memphis. And I clicked on it, and it was 100% Memphis. They were talking to people, and it was like, you can't go anywhere. Like the and if you've got to go
but
to
Arkansas. It's not like you're within eyesight of the bridge when you're stopped and there's a bridge up there. No, you're miles away from the bridge
and
you're stopped.
Yeah, and here's the thing for me. Like, okay, I've got to get home. Well, that is obstructing my path home, but only one of my paths home. I could go another way. You can't go another way. If you're trying to get to Arkansas, once you get caught in that, you're just in line. We got to get the Chick-fil-A people on this.
Have to get the Chick-fil-A people on. That's exactly right. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So, hey, Melissa Cookston. I'm here to tell you. I've never been. I actually have it in my mind. And not because you're not – listen, you're fine spots.
Thank
put
you.
It in my head.
Yeah.
But then when I got this second person – because I don't normally go to Mississippi, I'll be honest with you. I'm like, okay, I probably got to do it.
Yeah, like Jeff didn't have to tell you that. He didn't have to tell you it was great. He could just told you to been like, I've actually gone, like there's basketball teams will fly in and to Memphis, and then they're going to Ole Miss to play Ole Miss. And it would be like, hey, GP, after we land, I want to take the team to get some Memphis barbecue. Where can we go? I said, I'll meet you at Memphis Barbecue Company. And every time it's been great. Everybody loves it. Basketball teams and Jeff Grant. That's good to hear. Thank you for sharing that story.
Yes.
You going to get the mice out of your car before you drive down there?
You think I shouldn't have told that story?
No, I actually don't think it's an awful
story. You think it's that bad a
story? No, because as you later described, the car's just been sitting there basically for six months. Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened was is I've decided to clean up my life a little bit. For those who don't listen to the entire local programming of 92.9 for the entire day, I decided to get my cars detailed, and so guy did it. It's unbelievable. He's got this incredible business where he does everyone. He does Willie Gregory's car. He does Stanley Cates' cars. He does like everybody's cars. They do 45-50 cars a day, all over different places, and they've got corporate accounts and whatever else. I don't know. Like he runs the place, and he came out and cleaned my cars, and my cars were a disaster. And one of the cars had two dead mice in it. So the problem isn't necessarily even that there were, because I think that car has mostly been sitting in the carport, and over the winter maybe the car. The problem is that I didn't notice there were dead mice in the car. That's the worst part of the story, right?
Yeah, but like if you're I don't care whether it's true or not. You just got to stick to the story. But I'm never in that car. It's just been sitting there for 6 months.
Okay, I'll stick with that story. I'm never in that car.
Right.
Never.
Right.
That part's not true. It's not like it hasn't moved in 6 months. It did spend most of the winter in the just sitting in my car.
How do we know how mice get inside of a car?
Well, I was telling the story to my sister, and she said, was it Toyota? I'm going to disparage Toyotas. I don't know if this is true or not. And she said, I said, no, it wasn't. She said, well, Toyota supposedly coat their wiring in soy or something, and mice love it. But, like, there's all kinds of places. You can crawl right in under the, you know, you could crawl into a car right under the underside of the car, right?
Can't How? You? What are you talking about?
Not into the compartment of the car. You could, I don't know.
Like how do you get inside? How do you put something in? If I told you right now, if I gave you something the size of a mouse and I said you can't open the doors or the windows or the sunroof, put this inside the car, how would you do that? Come on, Big Bet Bennett.
Well, I think that they would probably come up through the engine area and like get in through like the maybe get in through like the AC unit, like push through one of those
Well, those are too small for a mouse.
I mean, they might just, I don't know.
How do you get into the car? That's the mystery.
I thought mine, that's, that could happen.
I think getting into the engine of the car
that's
or getting
easy.
Into, you know, under the hood, that's easy. And then that part's easy to explain. How do they then actually make it into the compartment of the
They're
the
inside.
Car.
These mice were inside, buckled up. They buckled themselves in. And they were just chilling in the seats. How do they get inside that car?
Right, and it's not a car that is so rusted out that, like, I can see down through the, you know, the or anything like that. And nothing obvious. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know, it's an older car. It's like a 2012 Honda CR-V, I think.
Okay, I knew. 14, I knew
maybe 14. Maybe
I knew
14.
I knew Hank from Horn Lake could solve this for us.
Okay, good.
He says there are openings in the firewall between the engine and the inside of the car, and it doesn't take much for a mouse to get in there.
In the firewall between the what?
Between the engine and the inside of the car.
What does that mean?
I don't have any idea what that
means. Those are just words. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what a firewall is.
No.
Sounds authoritative, but literally does not clear up anything.
Yeah, like I'm confident that makes sense.
Where do they come in?
If you know what a firewall is.
I hope my firewall's secure.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that means.
I'm right now driving, and I'm looking around for something called a firewall. I see no place where the firewall would be breached by the invading mice, you know?
I
appreciate Hank offering to explain, but he's going to have, like, where is this firewall? Where are they actually coming through, and we understand?
He adds airlines and hoses come in from the engine for the air conditioner and other parts. See, none of this makes sense to me. Do you ever feel like inadequate when you're talking to somebody about stuff like this and they say things, they're like talking normal to where like a normal person would understand them, but I have no idea what you're trying to say
daily.
All the time, we were coming home from dinner a couple months ago. I think I told at least part of the story, and the car, where my wife's car, and it just starts lights going on off.
Right, 100% stopped.
Hunter is just over with.
Aiden was driving. He was the sober driver.
Yeah,
right.
And like we are sitting there trying to figure out what's going on, and like can't we, you know, jump it off. And then we drive again for like 2 minutes, not even that long, maybe. Same thing happens. Finally, we just got to leave it there, and we'll call AAA in the morning. And so, did exactly that. Next morning, wake up, call AAA. I take my car out to where my wife's car is, sit there beside it, and the guy with AAA shows up. He's awesome. I love those people with AAA. Like they do so helpful. They could not be more helpful. And I say. He said, so car broke down last night? I said, yeah, man. And he goes, well, what was it doing? And I said, like, we were driving and everything was cool. And then, like, lights started flashing, got weird, and then it just started putting, and then it just stopped. He's like, oh, yeah, the alternator. And I'm like, yeah. I said, oh, you think so? And he was like, well, of course. It's the alternator. And I was like, well, I don't know
what an alternator is, but it's usually the alternator.
That happened to me.
Gary, we know it's always the alternator.
But, like, if that would have happened to Bennett would have known that was the alternator.
No, it happened to me when we went on vacation last summer.
Could have been the timing belt.
Like, I never know. I am blown away by people who can do things like that. Like, we just had some home renovations a few months ago, and these men were building a giant toy room for us. And not just, like, you know, throwing drywall up. I mean, Kelly designed this thing, and it's, if you don't mind me saying, it's pretty sharp. Like, my kids are lucky. And you could tell these guys anything, and they could do it. Like, they would just, like, Kelly would say, you know what, we're thinking about putting a basketball goal there. Could you build me a basketball goal and then have it perfectly positioned on this wall over there? And they're like, sure. And they'd go into my driveway and build a basketball goal. And I was like, I can't even comprehend how people do that. Like, I watch people do things.
No, you could have been at, you could have said, Gary, you'll be in prison the rest of your life if you can't build this. You can, as soon as you build this basketball goal and put it on the wall, you can get out of, you'll be free.
No.
But otherwise, the rest of your life, you would literally spend the rest of your life trying to build a basketball goal.
I am not joking, exaggerating, or trying to be funny when I tell you that if we buy something that has to be assembled and it comes with directions, it says just do, my wife says this to me all the time. She's like, just follow the direction, just do what it says. And I said, I don't know why I can't just do what it says, but I can't.
I'm with you.
I can't do it. Like, if you needed me to put a bed together, I can't do it.
Some people love that stuff.
Now I can do that.
Some people really love it. Like, some people love assembling things and whatever else. And it's why, by the way, I really do believe when people say about there's different kinds of intelligence, 100%. Like, I believe there's 100% different kinds of intelligence. And in what we're just talking about right now, I'm in the bottom 2%. I'm certainly the bottom 5% of Americans. I think the bottom 2%.
Like, these guys
maybe
would
the bottom 1%.
Like, these guys would just be like we would just decide, you know what, we think we need more cabinet drawers over here. And they were like, okay. And then they would just go make them with their bare hands in my driveway. And then they'd install them and look
out. Yeah, you know, you say that, but, like, imagine you would ask them to rank something, you know? They wouldn't be able to rank it nearly as well as you rank it.
That's,
you know,
fair.
We all have the things we do. Our skills, and, like, you're really good, much better than they're probably like, my God, it's incredible. Every single day, he ranks the basketball team again. He just does it without even thinking. Ranks the basketball team. I don't even know how he does that. It's the same kind of awe that that people have at your ability to rank.
Somehow I doubt it. but I'm not. Like, people who work on a car, every once in a while I'll be driving, and there'll be a car broken down on the side of the road. I saw one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, three guys, and one guy was underneath it, and one guy was in the hood, and they were going to fix that. And I have no idea how they know how to do that. Like, isn't that amazing? Are you not blown away by people who can just...
People's competence.
The other day, people were, my friends were giving me crap. They were like, you don't change your own oil?
Dude, I have,
like,
never changed
I have no idea.
No reason to change your own oil.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I can remember my dad when I was young, because he would change his own oil.
What percentage of Americans change oil? You look that up, people. You tell the story, Bennett. Look up, see what percentage of Americans change their own oil. Go ahead, Gary.
And my dad would be like, come outside and watch me and help me change the oil, because someday you're going to have to change your own oil. And I was like, is Valvoline going out of business? Because otherwise, I will never change. And to this day, I'm 44 years old. I have never changed my own oil. Ever, and I never will.
What do you think the number is?
That actually changed their own oil?
Yeah.
30%.
I think it's 15% of Americans change their oil.
18%.
18%.
I'm shocked. That seems low to me.
It doesn't seem low to me at all. Of course it doesn't. I guess 15% seems about right. You drive around Memphis, right? You see people on Saturday, you see them washing their cars. You do see that, right? You see them mowing their lawns.
Sure.
You do see that. Like, I think more Americans mow their lawns than have their lawns mowed. I think that's true.
What do you do? Do you have your lawn mowed?
It's so pathetic. I have it mowed.
I do too. Really, I do too. I don't apologize for it. Like, I work hard, and I'll have other people do that.
I like, and I pay to have my lawn mowed.
I like mowing my lawn.
I grew up on a freaking farm doing chores, and I can't pay. I'm a little embarrassed about. But you don't see people. Oh, there's Larry down the street changing his oil again. Like, that, you don't see that all the time.
Well,
you see people mowing the lawn. I don't buy it. I don't think people are doing it.
Well, the reason, like, I guessed maybe 30% is because the other day I was with my brother-in-law, and he just randomly in conversation was like, yeah, I was changing my oil the other day. And I was blown away. I was like, people still do that?
That's one. That's he's part of your 18%. But yeah. No, most people don't do that. Here's another thing I had. So I have this guy who's been working on my house for a long time, and his name is Josh. And wonderful guy. And he's a steady worker. He's very steady, very reliable, steady, and whatever. But he's been in my house for practically a year. It's like we're roommates now. And so I have a little pond out back. It was supposed to be a hot tub, but it never worked as a hot tub. I moved into the house that had a hot tub out back. Didn't work. So I said, you know what, we're going to turn it into a pond. So it's a little pond. It's got a little fountain and everything, right? And I got a lot of frogs. And one day recently, the fountain stopped. And I asked Josh if he could take a look at the, like, because he, you know, I couldn't know how to get the fountain working again. Know what the problem was? Baby frogs had been sucked into the pond, into the sucking device in the thing, and were clogging up the intake of where the water goes in the fountain.
So what do you do about that?
That's sad.
Oh,
he just tears out the dead baby frogs, and then every week it stops with more dead frogs.
Oh god!
And I'm like, how do you block that? Like it has such a powerful sucker, as it were, that it sucks up any like frogs in there. And I think to myself, like there's every river and lake and whatever else has giant intakes for electric. Well, there's got to be a way of blocking this that I'm not like executing all the frogs in my pond. But like he's become like a frog clearer in addition to everything else.
Well, if you think,
basically, I have murderous mayhem going on at my house. Well, all the animals die except for the puppies and their one dead.
Uh-huh. Well, if you think that's awful, Hank has got some more news from you. For
okay.
you, he says that those mice probably died a slow and painful death.
Oh, starvation.
Yes, he said they got into your car and they got out and they starved to death in your car.
Oh, that's pathetic. They got into my car through the firewall.
Through the firewall, whatever that means.
And then they got in and there's nothing to eat in there, and they died a slow and painful death. You know, you say there was nothing to eat, but you know, there could have been some Taco Bell stuff, wrappers, rather.
Yeah, like French fry crumbs.
Yeah, like if I get that, if I hire that guy to come detail my car, he's not going to find mice, but he will 100% find shredded cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those mice could have lived pretty well for a month or two, I think. You know, after that, I might have gotten a little lean.
Hey, put a number on it. What does it cost to get somebody to come out and do your car like that?
I'm not going to talk.
Is it that wild?
I think it. Well, I don't. What is it like if you take your car that's not a disaster, right? Like in the other, then the minivan that had seven puppies driven to Ohio pooping in it, right? So like
Jesus.
These cars were a disaster. But just a normal car detail, like I think it's. What do you think?
I don't know.
$150?
I don't have any idea. Bennett, help us.
Bennett, what do you think of car detailing? I paid. Once I paid like $150 at a dealership to have a car detailed, and I was prepared for more. I'm not saying he didn't deserve every penny.
Right.
He did a miraculous job.
He's dealing with
he
mice.
Was dealing with dead animals in my damn car.
Sure.
He was out there for 6 to 8 hours for my three cars. But it was a number that I'm embarrassed I spent to have my car cleaned.
What comes with macro perspective?
What comes with detailing?
Like
it just looks exactly like it's brand new.
So they take it, get all the trash and everything, vacuum inside your car, and then clean
and,
it really,
like
really
every
good.
Every little crevice and crack and whatever else is like, you know, every cup holder, every, you know, the little vents where the air comes through. I'm sure they take a little little swab and swab in there. Like it looks literally like I just drove it out. I mean, it does. Drove it out of a dealership.
I need that for my car.
I need that too.
Well, I don't think
bad.
You would pay what I would pay. I'm going to hook you up with this guy. He's the best ever. Like he's tremendous. He grew up in Dixie Homes. Like he grew up in a in the projects, and he started this business. And he obviously, I mean, now he, in addition to cleaning cars and everything, they clean private jets. Like a lot of their wealthy clients have private jets, and so they clean those too. And they, like various people, have a concierge service whereby every week they're there, and they'll pick up the car, and they'll fill it up with gas and whatever else. Like, I for me, just to literally have a car that looks brand new, sparking new, clean, is just incredible.
I still get my own gas. I haven't gone that far yet.
I do. That's big of you, Gary. That's fantastic.
I still get my own gas, but I don't do much else. I don't do it. We have lawn service and, house cleaning and pool cleaning. Like, I mean, I don't know how to do those things. Like, I wouldn't know how to clean.
How do you guys do grocery shopping? Does she go, or is everything delivered to your door now? So do you have one of those?
We do not have it delivered to the door, but we do often make online orders, and then we're like, Aiden, go pick up the Dakota Kroger and get all the groceries.
Pick it up at the. I've never done that. Never done that curbside pickup thing.
It's nice in the sense that it can be efficient. Like, you're not you're online. It keeps track of your orders, so like it knows what you want. And so that it's right in front of you, so you can do that.
It's
coming to get those mice.
Coming to get the mice.
But the problem is, and I say this with all due respect, because I'm sure it's a hard job. They have never, ever, not once got my order correct. Not once. And like Kelly will still get mad. Like, I can't believe.
So like something won't be there, or they give you the wrong thing.
Well, sometimes something won't be there, and sometimes they'll substitute. Things I actually have updated our profile.
We don't have Hellman's, but we have Duke.
They don't ask. What they do is they will substitute for something close, and so that means like if you want a certain type of chicken breast, maybe they don't have that brand, but they'll get you another brand of chicken breast, and that's fine with me. But what I was running into was I want two 12 packs of Coke Zero. And they give you 2 12 packs of Coke. Well, I don't want that. That's
crazy.
That's
useless. That's ridiculous.
Like, what am I going to do with those? Close. Yeah, that's not close. That's not the same. Like, I will drink one. I will not drink the other.
I don't even think Coke Zero to Diet Coke is close. You can't. Soda is very specific. They should know that.
Right. And then it was like, I want. There was another one just like that. Like this zero calorie, water enhancer. But then they give you the filled with sugar water enhancer. Well, that's just garbage to me. I'm not going to use those. So
yeah,
I had
that makes
to
no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, so I had to put the no substitutes on my profile. So that means if you don't have it, you don't have it. Fine. But don't try to give me something else. And then what happens? I don't think they try that hard because they don't they'll be like we didn't have bread. I'm like, "You didn't have bread? Like, get out of here. You had bread. You just didn't want to go get the bread." I one time I went and picked up my order, and they were like, "So we didn't have this, this, and this." I swear, as soon as I left, because I wasn't trying to cause a confrontation, but I was just curious, and I had a little time. I said, "There is no scenario where they actually don't have like Coke Zero in there." And I walked in, and there's a whole thing of Coke Zero.
You went into the store
just to see.
I see, because you were picking it up at the thing, so yeah. You walked in to see, and they had it.
Yes, and I'm like, they're not even trying now. like you're not even trying. It's like when I'm at the grocery store and I'm about to leave, I'm like in the line, and Kelly's like, "Hey, don't forget to pick up some dishwashing detergent." And I'm like, "We can get dishwashing detergent another time. I'm not going back to look for something." That's what they feel like they do sometimes. They're like, I'm not walking all the way over there to get
miss that.
Oh, here's the other one they did. My grill needs lump hardwood. Lump. It cannot do the briquettes. The briquettes just smoke. So I ordered like 5 bags of lump charcoal. They gave me 5 bags of briquettes. It's actually useless to me. Those substitutions.
Did you return that?
Yeah, I had to. Like, what am I going to do?
Right.
Yeah, I had to. Anyway, text me what you paid. I won't tell anybody, but I would like to know.
Okay, I'll let you know.
All right, I'll see you. All right, bye-bye. Those substitutes, man, they get you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would think somebody would know that there's a massive difference between Coke Zero and Coke. Like, the reason you're drinking Coke Zero is literally because you won't drink Coke. Because
mm-hmm.
It's so awful for you.
It's so much better, though.
I got to the point where I used to fight that fight just like you're fighting it.
Oh, I don't drink either.
No, I used to fight, like, I would argue, like, Diet Dr. Pepper's fine, but Dr. Pepper's way better. And now, it's been so long since I've had a Dr. Pepper, I don't even know.
You don't know.
I don't even know what it tastes like anymore.
I get that.
Now it's just, I will not drink anything other than diet sodas. and I probably drink too many of those, but like I used to, you know.
I heard they're more addictive.
Mm.
That the diet sodas are more addictive than the regular sodas. There's something in them. I've heard that. I think it's true. I think it's been proven.
I don't think I'm addicted to diet soda.
Are you sure? I bet if
I might be addicted to diet
soda. Yeah, I bet if we took diet sodas away from you that like this whole next week you would have like an excruciating headache.
I tell you this.
My dad had to take off from work one day because he quit drinking sodas and he had drinking them all his life. And so like you lose, like, I mean, I guess you can substitute with coffee or tea or whatever for the caffeine buzz, but when you lose that, like it hurts.
I will tell you, I've never hurt. But once I'm at home, I don't want to leave home until I have to leave home. Like, I'm not much on, you know, got to run some errands. I don't like doing that. Like, I like to either be at home or only leave home if I actually have to leave home to go to work, to play golf, mm-hmm. to whatever. But there have been times where I recognize we're out of Coke Zero and I say, I guess I just got to run to Walgreens real quick and get a Coke Zero because mm-hmm. I need one.
Yeah.
That sounds like addiction.
You're addicted.
It sounds like addiction. I might be addicted to Coke Zero.
GP, you better get off of that. I'm telling you.
But when you think of all the other things you could be addicted to.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I feel like I'm doing all right.
I will say the reason that I try, and I drink sodas too every now and again, but I try not to drink them that often because I'm so scared of having kidney stones. It's one of my biggest fears in life.
Have you ever had one?
No.
It should be the biggest fear in your life.
That's what I'm saying. Every story that I've ever heard is like, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
There was a moment when I had kidney stones where I swear to God, if you'd have put a gun on the table.
You just ended it.
I shouldn't say.
No,
I don't actually mean it.
Here.
But I'd have thought about it. If you'd have said, "Yo, you can end this right now if you want to," I'd at least thought about it. It's the worst pain I've ever been in, and I've had torn ACLs, broken ribs, broken arms, surgeries, the whole deal. Worst pain I've ever been in. And the reason it was so bad for me is because I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. So you were like, "Oh, I'm dying."
Well, no, it was like, this hurts, but it'll probably get better. My whole approach to my health is that it'll probably be all right in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's my whole outlook on life. It'll probably be fine. Mm-hmm. And so I started hurting early in the morning, like 4 a.m. And now if that same feeling came to me, I would immediately pop a pain pill and go to the hospital. I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I would get up, I felt better. And then I'd sit back down.
Because it takes the pressure off. Yeah.
That's exactly right. It finally got to a point after about 4 hours of this where my wife had to drive me to the hospital. And you know the little thing that you can like hold on to at the top of, you know, by the windows up there?
Yeah,
you can
reach up there and grab it. That you hang your clothes
on.
No one uses it for that, but yeah.
But you can use it for that. I was holding on to it and pulling myself up.
So you could relieve, standing up in the car.
Yeah, just to relieve the pressure. And I still thought I was dying. We had to stop 3 times on the way to the hospital just to let me get out on the side of the interstate and walk so that I could get some of the pressure off. And when I walked into the hospital, I was full sweat. And I thought I was about to die. And I walked in and they're like, "Can we help you?" And I was like, "I don't know." And within seconds, these sweet little ladies, a little bit like the alternator thing, they're like, "Oh, honey, you got kidney stones." Like they knew exactly what it was, but I didn't know what it was. If I ever had that feeling again, I would know exactly what it was, and you can resolve it quickly. You know, you got to get medicated and go to the hospital. But I was just sitting at home thinking it was going to go away, and that was on the long list of dumb things I've done. It's on there somewhere. Be back in a second.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Doubleheader tonight, NBA playoffs. I haven't really talked about it much other than when we were talking to Walken because he will be inside State Farm Arena for Sixers-Hawks. Sixers-Hawks set off at 6:30. Philadelphia, 1.5-point favorite on the road. That series is tied 1-1. And then Suns-Nuggets, 9 o'clock on ESPN inside Ball Arena. Phoenix up 2-0. Denver, 2-point favorite at home. I think Phoenix is going to push this thing to 3-0.
I think so, too.
I don't think this is going to be one like last night where the home team gets it back to 2-1. I think Phoenix could sweep these guys.
I think so, too.
They're playing really well right now. They got a lot of confidence. And the absence of Jamal Murray seems to be an undeniable problem for Denver right now. As always, we'll see. But if we were picking those games tonight, I don't know what we'd do in the first one. I'll let you decide in dinner to go. But I think I'd take Phoenix as an underdog on the road tonight. Be back with dinner to go. I got a Dateline preview. France's biggest tennis tournament of the year is here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new users up with a $1,000 risk-free first bet. Just place your first bet on anything using promo code Gary, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 in site credit if you don't win. Betting tennis, it's a blast on FanDuel. And FanDuel, of course, is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. At FanDuel, there's always great promos. The app is easy to use. It's safe and secure, and you can get paid in as little as 24 hours. And understand, on FanDuel, you can bet on tennis in a variety of other ways. Head-to-head matchups, prop bets, much, much more. So get in on the action. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and sign up using promo code Gary. That's G-A-R-Y. Promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I think the one thing I'll take with me is that Big Ben Bennett looked it up. Only 18% of Americans still change their own oil.
Surprised by that number.
You think it's too low or too high?
I think it's a little low, yeah. I was surprised at 18. I thought it might be closer to like 30, 35.
Valvoline just makes it so easy, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They just make it pretty easy.
Yep.
So, I have to go to the car dealership to get my oil changed, but like my son's car, you just take it to Valvoline. The thing is that Valvoline, they'll get you. They'll be like, you know, you need some something, something.
Yeah.
They always know you need some something, something.
I've gotten good at being like, I'm good. Thank you for that.
I never know when I'm being led astray or not, you know? Sometimes I probably do need some something, something.
Yeah.
But I can't distinguish between one or the other. So I just remember always being confused.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Well, since we already decided we're taking Phoenix in the nightcap, we'll make it Sixers-Hawks, 6:30, State Farm Arena, Atlanta, Georgia. It's on ESPN. Philadelphia is a 1.5-point favorite on the road. What do you think, Big Ben Bennett?
Please. Philly's about to roll these dudes.
Trae Young.
I don't care.
Trae Young.
I don't care. Minus 1.5. If you want to go money line, that works too.
I think you are letting your heart get in the way of your brain right here.
Don't give a damn. Philly is about to work these dudes tonight.
I'm hesitant.
No.
I don't know if I'm with you on this one, but the official bet from Big Bet Bennett is Philadelphia minus 1.5.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC 2-hour special. Starts at 8 o'clock. I hate myself. Look at the clock. I hate myself.
No, we're fine. We're okay.
Well, I know we're okay. This isn't, it's not great.
That's, yeah.
There's nothing for you to solve.
Okay.
Okay, but I still
hate that.
Because I'm dedicated to this, I preview Dateline, and then I'll tell you all about it. I'll completely spoil it for
Let's
you.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Okay. I wrote this myself. Toby Young had always been perfect. A good student back in high school who didn't even need a curfew because she'd never consider staying out late. She only had one boyfriend. She ended up marrying him. And they had two children, and everybody who knew Toby just went on and on about her big smile and bubbly personality. Fast forward 20 years and passed a battle with thyroid cancer, and Toby's marriage, well, it just crumbled. It ended in divorce. So Toby found herself all of a sudden in a house, all alone, bored, sad, and badly in need of things to occupy her time. And that's when she decided to try something new, specifically a prison dog program at a correctional facility in Kansas. And that's how she met John Menard, a convicted murderer serving a life sentence. Toby and John, they started spending a lot of time together inside this prison, working with those dogs. They talked, they laughed, in each other, they found something. And eventually, together, they devised a plan to sneak John out of prison and run away to the hills of Tennessee. But once they were out, would this murderer really be the man Toby wanted? Or would he murder again? That's tonight on Dateline.
But you said there was no murder, so yeah. Is Keats not reporting, right?
No, it's Andrea Kane. Yeah, they would not give this to Keith Morrison. They would not waste Keith's time with
this. There was no murder? He didn't get out and murder? Well, that's good. Did they live happily ever after?
Not quite. Let me tell you what happened.
He ditched her. Okay.
No.
She ditched him because he's a murderer.
No.
Okay.
Thing about breaking out of prison is they eventually find out you're not there.
Oh, they caught him and brought him back. Duh. Yeah.
So the deal was, this program Toby started, they would bring dogs that needed homes into the prison, and the prisoners, with the help of Toby, would train these dogs, and then Toby would take the dogs out of prison and find homes for them. That was
cool.
The program.
Yeah, I like that.
She found homes for more than 1,000 dogs. It was a successful prison program. So they devised a plan. John lost 25 pounds so that he could fit in a dog crate.
Smart.
And they snuck him out in a dog crate. They did it on a Sunday because security wasn't as intense on a Sunday. And after a while, all these guards, they know Toby. They like Toby.
They like Toby.
They trust her. They could never imagine anything like this.
Yeah.
So they didn't even check the crates. It's like Toby's driving out with a couple of crates. They don't care.
How about that?
So John's in this crate. So they get out of the prison. They quickly change vehicles. And they drive from Kansas to Chattanooga. They get a cabin, had a whole bunch of sex. And then one day decided they wanted to go to a movie and a bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to a movie and a bookstore. They were spotted coming out of it.
Uh-oh.
Because there's like a national, lookout for these people. Cops start chasing them. John tries to run away, high-speed chase. Loses control of the car. They hit a tree.
Oh.
Toby says, I could tell we were about to crash, and I was saying, please just let me die when we hit this tree. She didn't. They both lived. They both get arrested. Everybody survives. John got to go back to prison forever.
Of course.
He's a convicted murderer. Toby got 27 months. Does that seem light to me?
It's very light.
For getting a murder out? She got 27 months in prison, gets out, moves to Boston, meets a dude named Chris. They get married, move back to Kansas City, and she's now running an internet marketing company in suburban Kansas City.
Damn.
How about this? She still writes John.
Oh, that's nice.
She sends him gift baskets.
I mean, wait, what am I talking about? Why am I feeling good about this story? This dude's a convicted murderer.
But he was 17 years old, carjacking.
Okay.
Gun accidentally went off. He got convicted of murder.
Okay.
He didn't want to murder.
I guess. That's
but he
fine.
Murdered.
Well, I'm glad it ended up being kind of a nice, heartfelt story.
Toby and Chris went to prison to see John. Is that weird?
Oh, yeah. You can't do that.
You can't take your new wife back to the prison so you can both meet the guy she broke out of prison and had a bunch of sex with.
Yeah, that's... No.
Like, at some point, you want to be a supporter.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.